This weekend is the harvest moon. It's the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, which was last weekend. It's full everywhere in the world, and it will rise just after sunset everywhere in the world through the golden light that the sun leaves behind. The moonlight has a lot of atmosphere to go through when it gets above the horizon, which will make it appear big and rosy in color. Farmers get a feeling of relief when the fat moon rises through the dust or the smoke of a long day's work. It stops them in their tracks, lets them know their work is done. Later in the night, when the moon gets high in the sky and changes from gold to silver, is when I like to do my moon gazing. The harvest moon is what the Chinese celebrate for the Moon Festival, or Mid-Autumn Festival. It's one of my favorite holidays. The Chinese Moon Festival is about harvest, but it goes way beyond that. Chinese culture is extremely metaphoric and associative, so follow along as the celebration of harvest leads to fertility, to family, to home, to friendship, to love, to matchmaking. For Mid-Autumn Festival in China, you celebrate by eating round foods, pregnant melons, pomegranates, giant citrus pomelos, and mooncakes, round oily buns filled with just about anything, mushrooms, fruit, bean paste. Mooncakes are gifts, and given elaborately wrapped in gold foil, in painted boxes, nestled in satin liners, in bigger painted boxes, wrapped in colored paper, and tied with satin ribbons. There are scraps of poems written on the packages or included inside. Poems like, "Tasting the delicious food, just like tasting the wonderful life of yours," which I received from the dean of my college when I was a teacher in Shanghai, which was either a really bad translation or extremely inappropriate. You eat your mooncakes and your giant lunar pomelos outside in a park with your family and friends, and if your friends and family can't make it, you look up at the moon and you think of them, and you know that they're looking at the moon and thinking of you. And if you stare hard enough, their faces might even come into focus on the surface of the moon. Or maybe that is the moon rabbit, with his mortar and pestle grinding out a pill that grants eternal life, which is the Chinese version of the man on the moon. During the Apollo 11 mission, Houston asked Buzz Aldrin to look for the legendary Chinese moon rabbit, as he got closer to it than any man had ever been, to which Aldrin replied from space, "Okay, we'll keep a close eye out for the bunny girl." All that staring at the moon, thinking of people who aren't with you, can really make you homesick. And that's another important part of the Chinese Moon Festival. There's a Chinese saying, "The moon in the home sky always shines brightest," or "The moon of the home village is exceptionally brighter." The moon can be everywhere at once, but we can't. The moon is far away. And for me, sometimes home seems just as hard to get to. But it's nice to look up at the whole round moon and think that there is just one primary natural satellite cruising around our planet, and that wherever we are and whoever we are, we can admire it or worship it or meditate by its light just the same. The moon represents family, maternity, ancestry, and in its reflected light, there are no political boundaries, no state lines. There's no here or there. The harvest moon is our vehicle for space travel. For time travel. You and me and everyone we know have a date Saturday night at sunset. Go outside, enjoy the reunion, and keep a close eye out for the bunny. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jennifer Pemberton.